We are back in Torah 101, and we begin a new portion, a new parasha, Pinchas, or Phineas, as it is expressed in English. Pinchas was one of the descendants of Aaron, his grandson, and he begins this week's portion, Numbers 25, verse 10. Adonai said to Moshe, Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the Kohen, has deflected my anger from the people of Israel by being as zealous as I am, so that I didn't destroy them in my own zeal. Pinchas here listed as the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the Kohen, and yet the ancient rabbis brought out another aspect of his lineage. From the Midrash, it says, since the tribes were disparaging him, saying, have you seen the son of Puti, whose mother's father, Jethro, fattened calves for idols, and who killed a chieftain of an Israelite tribe? For this reason, Scripture traces his pedigree to Aaron. What does this mean? It means that Pinchas was also related to the Midianites, just like Moses had married a Midianite woman. Apparently, Pinchas had a Midianite grandmother that Eleazar had married also into the Midianites. So the people of Israel, some whom supported the idolatry, were coming against Pinchas in criticism, saying that he was hypocritical. And yet God says that Pinchas actually deflected his anger because of his zealousness. Verse 12, therefore say, I am giving him my covenant of shalom, peace, making a covenant with him and his descendants after him, that the office of Kohen will be theirs forever. This is because he was zealous on behalf of his God and made atonement for the people of Israel. The Midrash speaks of this, how Phinehas made atonement for the children of Israel. It says a Midrash taught that although he did not strictly offer a sacrifice to justify the expression atonement, his shedding the blood of the wicked was as though he had offered a sacrifice. It is interesting how God accepts the death or the killing of the wicked as a means of covering or atoning for the sins of his people. Reminds me of the passage concerning Yeshua, that he who knew no sin became sin for us. So at the point of his death, he was wicked because of the sin that had been placed upon him. Both the sinless and the wicked, atoning for the sins of the world in one man. Verse 14, the name of the man from Israel who was killed, put to death with the woman from Midian, was Zimri, the son of Salu, leader of one of the clans from the tribe of Shimon. hears his name, the particular man who was involved with the Midianite woman, Zimri. The name of the woman from Midian who was killed was Cozbi, the daughter of Tsur, and he was head of the people in one of the clans of Midian. So Cozbi, her name, an idolatrous prostitute, who was also the daughter of a chieftain, one of the leaders of the Midianites. Verse 16, Adonai said to Moshe, "Treat the Midianites, as enemies and attack them, because they are treating you as enemies by the trickery they used to deceive you in the Peor incident and in the affair of their sister Cozbi, the daughter of the leader from Midian, the woman who was killed on the day of the plague in the Peor incident." The Talmud speaks of this and says by submitting their daughters for prostitution so as to entice you to stray after Peor, or Baal Peor, the god of the Midianites. It says he did not order the destruction of Moab for the sake of Ruth, only the destruction of the people of Midian, but not the Moabites because of Ruth, who was destined to come from them, the Moabites. Interesting that the Moabites were not ordered to be destroyed because of Ruth. Ruth would descend from the Moabites, and of course from Ruth would come King David, and ultimately our King Messiah, Yeshua. A descendant of a Moabite woman. Chapter 26, verse 1, Adonai said to Moshe and Eleazar, the son of Aaron the Kohen, "Take a census of the entire assembly of the people of Israel, 20 years old and over, by their ancestral clans, all who are subject to military service in Israel." So now a census comes, more numbers from the book of Numbers. The Midrash makes note of this, saying that after the plague, immediately before reporting that God ordered the census, the Midrash concluded that whenever the Israelites were struck militarily, they needed to be counted, as a shepherd will count the sheep after a wolf attacks. Also, another Midrash taught that God ordered Moses to count the Israelites as Moses neared death, much as a shepherd entrusted with a set number of sheep must count those that remain when the shepherd returns the sheep to their owner. Verse 3, Moshe and Eleazar the Kohen spoke with them on the plains of Moab by the Yarden, the Jordan, across from Jericho, explaining, "Those 20 years old and over who came out of the land of Egypt, as Adonai ordered Moshe and the people of Israel." This is the Torah. Every day.